Hello and welcome to Project Wellness. My name is Dominique Liv-Kamel and I'm in London at the moment at the International Congress of Naturopathic Medicine. And today I'm going to share with you my presentation on herbal first aid. So thank you so much for listening and I look forward to sharing this information with you. Blessings.
Dr. Blank, for sharing your protocols and interventions, I think, on a very important topic of cancer management. So our next speaker is Dominique Liv-Kamel from Australia. Dominique is a naturopathic medicine expert, and has a master's in public health promotion. She's a master herbalist, a founder of Medicine with Naturopathic Herbal Dispensary, Mind Body Spirit Educator, and the author of the Wellness Zone, The Magic of Food as Medicine, and has been awarded Australia Herbalist of the Year in 2012-2013. There's so much more, but we welcome Dominique.
Thank you. What an awesome, beautiful congress we are at this weekend. I feel so blessed to be here. We've just had the cancer information, and I was really saddened to hear that in the States, Artemisia annua is not available as a treatment, whereas in Australia, like in our herbal dispensary, we do extract it, and we give it to all of our cancer patients, and it starves the peroxide bridge between the tumour and the epithelium, and it just is a fantastic herb. And the curcuma longa with the curcumin as well, we extract that. And I was sad to hear that you can't get that in the States either. So, I feel as though in Australia we have a lot of freedom with our herbal medicines. And that has led me to some super interesting projects. And today I want to talk to you about our Herbal First Aid project. And we've been running this now since 2010. And I did a master's in public health and health promotion. And non-traditional settings are my favourite place. And what ended up happening was we operate every week since 2004. We've run a free community clinic. And our free community clinics, just people come up, there's no appointments. You just come and talk to us. And we get very, very busy. And I run them with my students, and a lot of those people are now like, it's a wonderful thing that we do. And a natural addition to that ended up being herbal first aid. So we go into festivals and events, like we're at the Woodford Folk Festival in Australia that has a patronage of 130,000 people. We go into Splendor in the Grass, which is a sort of very sort of rock and roll young people festival that has 30,000 people. We go into other festivals as well, and basically we set up a free community clinic, and then also there, because we manufacture all of our own herbal extractions and organic body products, we use these as platforms to increase and leverage our client base and our patient base. And so by offering free clinics, it's given us a huge opportunity to meet thousands and thousands of people. And the Herbal First Aid Service is something that's just sort of growing. It's growing really beautifully. And there's me on the first picture. And then the second picture is Darina. She's from Slovakia. She's a naturopathic student of mine. She's a qualified naturopath. And then Tamara's next to her. And Tamara's been with me since she was 16, and she's got 8 subjects to go, and she's finished her degree in naturopathy, and she's 22 years of age, so I'm super proud of her. And then that's our little herbal first aid kit. So we basically take in the aqua ethanol extractions that we make, and we apply them topically. So if you do want to connect with me, and if you do want a copy of this PowerPoint slide, I'm super happy to give it to you. Just email me. I have a podcast called Project Wellness on Spotify as well. And we do lots of interesting community projects, which is pretty exciting. But today I'm here to encourage you to set up community clinics and public events. I just want everyone to do herbal first aid globally. Are there any NGOs here? Is there anyone here from Herbalists Without Borders or Naturopaths Without Borders or Doctors Without Borders? Yeah, because this is the kind of stuff that would really work in acute environmental situations as well. It's something that, you know, like in public health, it's really from the ground up. The thing about it is we have the availability of herbal solutions for minor ailments. So we are only working with minor ailments, and we're kind of a bridge between the public and the paramedics and the services that are already current in events. We deal with a lot of things that they don't want to deal with. We're very accessible. You know, like people often, friends bring people up to us. There's people who will not go into traditional medical services for various reasons. We're preventative. The main aim of the project is to prevent cellulitis. If you know anything about cellulitis, it's something that in acute environmental situations, whenever there's like an earthquake or if there's a tsunami or if there's any situation in the world where masses of population are injured, cellulitis is one of the most preventable and treatable conditions. However, if it's not treated, it can lead to death quite quickly. So prevention of cellulitis, it's Staphylococcus and Streptococcus bacteria. We deal with skin injuries such as cuts, insect bites, which are commonly the sites of infection for cellulitis. There's a picture of, you know, we've all seen this 1,000 times, that leg on that picture. It's just, you know, it's everywhere. But that can lead to a lot more serious condition. The bacteria in cellulitis enters the bloodstream and it spreads the infection to distant parts of the body. Generally, you need to have antibiotics if you have cellulitis. Like if it's an acute cellulitis case and you go to the triage, you know, the emergency at your local hospital, they'll give you intravenous flagyl for it, which is a pretty heavy antibiotic and it's pretty heavy on the gut. And it's also, you know, that's a sign that we are dealing with a serious condition. Signs that you have it are fever, chills, tracking red marks down the skin, redness, inflammation, vomiting, chills. It can spread very quickly in the body, and if it's left untreated, it can cause sepsis and blood poisoning. And we're in festivals and events, and we're dealing with masses of people in an intense environment. And so, like, avoiding cellulitis to us is the number one aim of this project. So we do herbal skin treatments. Herbal first aid is for herbal assistance in public events, and you can also use it at home. You can use it anywhere, really. So it's cuts, abrasions, blisters, burns, injuries in festivals, events. We also run it in 4 surfing communities. Next week I'm over in Portugal at one of the communities there that's running it. We're in Sri Lanka, we're in Bali, and we're in Australia. Like, I'm part of the surfing community. I love surfing. I'm a longboarder. It's good fun. And we get a lot of injuries surfing, like fin injuries, bruising, abrasions, all that kind of stuff. So it's good in festivals. It's good for surfing. It's good in any sporting events. It's good in any, like, environmental situations. Basically, often the general medical system will not or cannot assist. Like, for example, in a lot of festivals in Australia, I don't know what festivals are like here, I haven't been to any, but they won't supply Band-Aids for blisters, for example. So if you have a blister in certain festivals, you know, you can't get a Band-Aid for love nor money. And so, you know, it's those kinds of things. Like, we're super simple in what we're doing. We treat acute injuries. Often accidents happen in events due to crowds, weather, alcohol, drug use, dancing in mosh pits, staying up all night, partying. In other situations, we're dealing with environmental incidents such as floods and earthquakes. Sometimes people don't want to attend traditional paramedic services due to many factors. And we are a comfortable and casual environment that works from the ground up to have the approach where we try to get to hard-to-reach demographics. And there's a lot of them out there, and we do it effectively. Easy to reach demographics we get to as well, but the hard to reach demographics and events are what we are targeting, because really they are the ones most at risk of developing cellulitis, and they are the ones that would not get medical help. We have a specific referral protocol, which is always organised with the festival organisers. We are in connection and contact with all of the medical services in the event. They know we're on the ground, they know we're there. They refer people to us, we refer people to them. We're fast, efficient, and if someone comes to us, you know, like, we get only essential details and we treat the injury. So we have a solid follow-up process where they're asked to come back to us in a certain time frame so we can help them. And we get a lot of thank yous and return visits from people, but we basically get interesting details off them. Like, we find out their name, their mobile phone number. We hook into Instagram with them. We use socials as probably our primary way of connection. So we will get their Facebook, we'll get Messenger, we will also, you know, find out who they're with, and we'll get their friend's phone number if there's a friend with them. And we will find out, like, in the cases of the people we definitely want to see again, we follow up on that, and we have a list with our crew on shifts about who's going to follow up on them if we're really concerned about somebody, and sometimes we are. So, what's in your herbal first aid kit? It's pretty simple. I just want to say that you can, in your world, adjust this to what you use, but it's just the most ridiculously simple first aid kit in the world. We have our equiethanol herbal extractions, which I'll go through in a moment. We have Arnica montana, Calendula officinal, Symphytum officinal, Curcuma longa, Hypericum, Perifordium, and Cinnabar officinal. They're the main herbs that we use. We have shot cups because we give people shots of herbs as well internally. We have vomit bags because people vomit. We have gloves. We have herbal skin balms and teas. We have cotton or paper skin pads. We often use makeup remover pads because they're super easy to use on compressions. We have bandages, butterfly tape. We use medical tape, and we call it mosh pit medical tape, mosh pit proof, surf proof medical tape. I'm going to go through some case studies in a minute. We have scissors. We have a pen for tracking because, you know, cellulitis is a prevention. And we add local ingredients when available and when they're obvious to do. Like, one thing that's really obvious, and it's a super old naturopathic cure, and I'm sure you all know this, and it's the onion poultice. So it's a brown onion. You peel it, you slice it, you wrap it up in a scarf, you wrap the scarf around their neck, and it's an amazing cure for sore throats, sinusitis, you know, mucus allergens, upper head cavity allergens, when it's actually the congestion is there, and it works really quickly. And sometimes we send people to their tents in festivals with an onion poultice around their neck to sleep the night, because it really does. The sulfurs in it are very similar to the sulfurs in sulfuric antibiotics, and it actually clears the lungs super fast. So it's something that's cheap, effective, and local. And some of the environments we find ourselves, especially like when we're in Sri Lanka or when we're in the surfing communities, is we're in a situation where we just have to use what's local as well. So if you don't know about the onion poultice, you do now. A typical first aid case, puncture wounds to the feet. As you can see there, it's just ridiculously simple. Like, I've got... because we're into recycling and upcycling, and we do not use plastic in our business in any of our in any way, unless we absolutely have to. We get old saris and we cut them up and we use them as cloths that we're putting underneath to protect ourselves from, you know, people's feet as such. So that's an old sari that is there. And what I'm doing there is I've got the makeup remover pad, and as you can see in the picture, I've basically just, you know, put the aqua ethanol extraction on it after we've cleaned the foot, and then I'm just taping it. Like, this is how simple herbal first aid is for you. A puncture injury occurs from walking around in sandals in dusty hot festivals or surfing. We get fin injuries and sharp rocks plus sea urchins in some parts of the world. You know, your feet start to get itchy and you start to scratch it. It starts to inflame. And then generally a friend brings them to us. Because people think, oh, it's just a little puncture wound, it's not much. But that is the start of something. We always take the protocol we do is we take the basic details, their name, mobile number, messenger facey information. We email, we ask them what meds they're on, of course. And we ask them if they're being treated with anything. And then we're proceeding to the first aid at the same time because there's usually two of us working with somebody. So there's one person giving them a cup of tea, sitting them down, or giving them a shot of herbs, and the other person's asking the information. We use our equiethanol calendula to wash the area with. You know, it's sitting at, you know, like about a 50% ethanol ratio. And so it's just a fantastic cleanser. It's super smooth. It's soothing. It's comfortable. And people generally, when they have calendula, it doesn't exacerbate any allergens, or it doesn't create any problems. It's the one herbal extraction that you can pretty well clean everything with anywhere and on anyone. It's pretty safe. We place the herbal extraction compression on the foot and we cover it with medical tape. And then we ask them to come back the next day or earlier if there's a problem with the medical tape coming off in any way or if the wound's exposed. And we sometimes give them a second dressing with herbals to take if they're leaving the festival or the site or we're not able to see them the next day. Because, you know, the thing is if you do something for 12 hours or 24 hours and then they take it off and they're just exposing themselves to the same situation of pathogens being able to enter through the skin, like we might as well have not done anything at all because they're still as at risk as they were initially. So we really do make sure that people are safe. Feet wounds are our biggest issue. That's Darina, and she's just cutting medical tape. We put lots and lots and lots of tape around. She's dealing with somebody's ankle there. Like when I say mosh pit proof and surf proof, we use a lot of medical tape. We're wrapping it around the foot. We're wrapping it around the ankle. We've got their foot solidly on the ground. We're making sure they're able to flex their toes. We're making sure they're able to move their ankle. And we're working with the medical tape so that they have normal mobility with their feet. The second picture there is a pretty typical situation where people have got, this one's like a fungal infection where someone's come into the event with a fungal infection and it's flared up and exacerbated in the event. And then the third picture is a young man, now this is a beautiful young man, Angus, who typical, and I'll go into more detail of that, but have a look at how dirty his feet are. It's disgusting. And it's so typical of what we see in festivals, and they run around with no shoes on and they get these things happen, and then a day later they come and see us. It's like, okay, why didn't you come yesterday? So we do offer personal care for everybody, and it's important that you know, because we are all individuals and we are all different, so sometimes people will get a shot of herbs, sometimes they get a cup of tea, a hug. They come in with a lot of heat conditions, exhaustion. We have an area where it's like a chill area where people can lie down, where they've just got pillows. We have water if they need to drink water. You know, like as part of my practice, I practice dry needling and, you know, shiatsu. We've got, amongst us, we've got a lot of things that we can give them. So sometimes it's just a little bit of, you know, like a little needle to spleen six or something and leave them lying there for, you know, 20 minutes and resting, and you know, there's a lot of really nice little pressure points where you can just you know, add chats or add a needle, and it makes a big difference to somebody. Yeah, we're happy to look after everybody, and we do get a very diverse group of people coming through. we are there in the event offering this, and it spreads super fast by word of mouth, and we're busy all day with this, as well as other aspects of our free clinics. And it's a super easy practice for you to incorporate if you... Does anyone here work in community clinics at all? Yeah, okay, a few of you, because it's an interesting aspect of your work. It's a very good little learning curve of, you know, of people, and then more of an understanding of the human state. So one of the herbs we use is Arnica Montana. We use it for injury, bruises. It accelerates healing. It reduces pain and swelling. It relieves inflammation quickly. And we use it for ligament and tendon and muscle damage. It's also known as wolf's bane and leopard's bane. And we only use it for topical compressions. And we're using the aqua ethanol extraction that we're extracting in our dispensary, which is organic. It tends to relieve pain very quickly, like within a few minutes. It offers relief. It's a anisin is one of the active constituents, and it's tannins. But one of the excellent things is sesquiterpene lactones, the helenin, which inhibits the neutrophil migration of chemotaxis, which actually is what we want to do. We want to just inhibit the movement of toxins. And then fibronectin is a protein in Arnica, and it binds with cell receptors and connective tissue fiber. And they say that a modest increase of, this is research, of 20 to 30% of fibronectin induced by Arnica could facilitate the consolidation of wound migration and epithelial cells over granulation tissue, which equals faster wound healing. And Arnica does do that. Generally, we use Arnica where the skin is not broken. One of my very first cases in the surfing community in Sri Lanka was a guy was hit by a fin super close to his eye, just here, and he came into me straight up. They just brought him straight up from the beach to the surf camp, and he could hardly see from his eye. I just straight away put a compression of Arnica, a medical tape over it, and then I did a fresh one every 6 hours, and we even took that through the night. Like I gave his partner some more, and I said, look, you know, this time you need to do this. We need to keep this compression wet. We need to keep it strong, and we need to keep it on. The next day, his eye was open. The inflammation had reduced quite quickly. Also things like ankle injuries and that kind of stuff. Like we've had people who've... you know, the Achilles tendon, ripped their Achilles tendon in festivals, and then they've come to us and we've just given it a pure Arnica compressed and bandaged it, and, you know, told them to wear boots, and then when they leave the festival they go and get other medical attention, because often people don't want to leave festivals. Yeah. Calendula officinale. We use calendula, of course, to clean all of our wounds. Calendula is our herb of choice for itchy skin, where there's insect bites, small open wounds, redness. It's antimicrobial, it's cooling, it's soothing, it relieves heat, it's fast wound healing. We will compress with calendula for most itchy skin, hot skin, wet skin. Anywhere where there's a cut, a small scratch, where there's rashes, that kind of thing, we use calendula. We use it on blisters. We use it on puncture wounds. We mix calendula with anything. It is kind of my favourite herb in the Herbal First Aid Kit. I just love it so much. We even give it to people internally if they've got digestive issues, like the first grumblings of food poison. We usually give Zinnabar officinale, which I'll go into, for food poisoning, because that induces vomiting. But this one, calendula, is really good when there's digestive issues with somebody. And it helps. There's a whole lot of actives in there that I've got listed, like calendulin and olanoic acid, and there's glycosides and sterol glycosides. There's all sorts of things in calendula. If you want that information, it's there for you. Cocamalonga, we use turmeric, grows locally in our region, like fanatically. Prevents infection, relieves pain. We give it topically as a compress and internally as well. Once again, food poisoning. It's very good for joint pain, inflamed skin, when someone's fallen or being hit with an object. old reoccurring spinal and joint injuries popping up in a public event. It aids digestion and suspected food poisoning. Like, you know that Kirkhamalonga and Zinnabar officinal both work on the prostaglandin path 1 and path 2 inflammation pathways. And so they block the inflammation. And so if somebody is in acute pain in a festival and event, often Kirkhamalonga taken internally is something that we give them. We usually mix it with Centella asiatica, which is goji kola, and apium graveolum, celery seed, and we Zinnabar officinal ginger, and we use hypericum perifortium as well because that super helps with nerve pain. So they're just things that you can give people shots of internally, which are nice. Kirkhamalonga, like the curcuminoids, of course, mainly curcumin is the most popular, but they clear the anti-inflammatory action, the antioxidants. The zimbarine helps fight infections caused by viruses. It protects against stomach ulcers, which is something, interesting in herbal first aid as well, is that sometimes people will have Helicobacter pylori and they've got ulceration and they're in a festival and they're not following their normal diet or their normal protocol and they come to us and their ulcer has flared up. And so it's like, okay, great, we'll give you some, curcuminoga. And we usually give them Tabibuya avalanche, which is powder yarko as well, because that contains lapachol. And lapachol is super good for ulceration. It kills Helicobacter pylori. So, but this is just, things that they can take away for a longer term. But in our environment, in the festival, it is acute that we're dealing with. So, you can just relieve it. So, yeah. When people have been, Kirkhamalonga is really good as well because it boosts brain derived neurotropic factor, and it's good when drug use is part of the picture. So if people have been using drugs, we often give them Kirkhamalonga internally as well in a festival, as well as other herbs. Hypericum perifortium, it's antimicrobial, it's burn relief. We use it for motorcycle burns. We use it for kitchen burns, especially in festivals. A lot of stallies and people that are running food stalls and people that work in the event. It relieves nerve pain, it settles nervous system. It's trauma, shock, pain, cooling, antidepressant and anxiety. We apply it topically where there's heat and burns. Hyperforin is the major and depressive constituent of St. John's wort, and so we use it when people are emotionally unstable or to support the emotional body. Hypericin is an anthraquinine-derived pigment, and that's responsible for the red colour, and that's active against gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria. It has a great antimicrobial activity as well. We use Symphytum officinal topically only, which is a beautiful herb for pain relief. It seals and heals wounds. It's glue. Symphytum is comfrey. I love comfrey. In Australia, in Queensland, where I live, we are allowed to use it topically, but not internally. In other places in Australia, you can't use it internally. It's an anti-inflammatory. It promotes healing of bruises, sprains, open wounds when applied topically. We extract the root and the leaf together, so we're making a really quite very strong. There's been a lot of research, the reason why comfrey's banned because of the hepatic cancer, and it's apparently induced lung cancer in research and that kind of thing. So, there's issues with a lot of herbs, but it's about therapeutic dose and duty of care, of course. Ginger, very good for food poisoning, induced vomitives, digestive issues, nausea, prevents infections, anti-inflammatory, pain relief, increases circulation. We use it as headaches. A number one headache medicine in festivals, shots of ginger. It's got gingerol, it's got paradol, it's got shogerol, it's got zinerone, it's got a whole lot of actives in there. They're little shots of ginger. We love ginger so much. It's such a great herb. How you apply herbal first aid is you set up your first aid kit, you take it to your clinic or event, you start offering the service to your patients, and you make up small kits for them to use at home. Offer training to your patients and just get into it, really. Be adaptable. Like when we're in an environment, when you're somewhere, like the mortar and pestle there was at Jastri in Bali because we had a case of dengue fever, and one of the locals said to me, dengue fever, we just crush up the root, we just crush up the leaf of papaya, Carissa papaya, and we drink the green juice of Carissa papaya, and you just do it all day for days on end. And So that's what we did, because we had some Aussies there that were Danium Aussies, and so everybody was taking Carissa papaya as a preventative, which is something that we do in herbal medicine as well. We take the preventatives and we just go with it because we're herbalists, we love it. Thank you. With love and blessing, my name is Dominique Liv-Kamal. And my website is medicineroom.com.au. If you do want to set up a herbal first aid service ever, anywhere in the world, I would love to connect with you, and I'd be super happy to help you in that process. Satnam, blessings.